everybody. Welcome into another episode of Investing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Clayton Morris. This is the focus of the show, which is all about cash flow and building passive income so that we can build legacy wealth for you and your family. That's the whole goal of this show. And the vehicle that we use is real estate, buy and hold real estate. The idea is to buy real estate, rental real estate in affordable markets in this country and hold it for the rest of our lives. We don't overpay for real estate. We don't over upgrade our properties, right? We all know the rules, right? And we focus on high ROI, much higher than the stock market. That's the whole focus of today's show. Well, today's show specifically, I'm a little angry about because I'm actually holding a copy of the Wall Street Journal this morning. And I picked it up and was having coffee and just nearly below the fold or right on the fold of the newspaper, rang this headline. And of course, I had to read it. Firms curb raids on 401ks. Okay, firms curb raids on 401ks. What does this mean? Well, the article, I think, was really, really discouraging and actually missed a large portion of the overall important message here. But I'm going to dive into this because I think this is really kind of scary and frustrating what some of these companies are attempting to do to you and your retirement plans. Now, they're couching this in the narrative that they're worried about you, that they're worried about you and your retirement. That's really how this article is couched. But I'm going to call total bunk and BS on that argument. Here's the crux of this article. And I'll just give you the main subheadline here. As early pillaging of accounts becomes a worrying trend, employers worry that workers won't retire. That's what they're saying. American companies are trying to stop employees from raiding, I love that word, raiding their 401ks in an attempt to ensure that older workers can afford to retire and make room for younger, less expensive workers. So I love this, first of all, the idea that these companies are really concerned about your retirement. They want to make sure that you're going to retire in peace. No, what they're concerned about is that they're going to be overpaying for these older employees who have been there for a long time, these legacy employees that they're spending a lot of money on. They want to get young post-college kids that they can, you know, boss around and not spend a lot of money on, right? That's really what's going on here. But beyond that, they're now putting in place, these companies are putting in place ways to keep you from accessing your 401k plan for the purposes of buying real estate or taking out a loan in order to pay off some debt. Whatever it happens to be, this is your money. And that's what's so troubling about it. We have talked here on the podcast many, many times about the incredible value of pulling, borrowing, not withdrawing, but borrowing money from your 401k plan. Borrowing it as a loan to yourself. Now, almost every 401k provider will allow you to do this. It's your money, right? You simply go on to their website. For instance, mine was Fidelity, my mother-in-law's, Wells Fargo, you know, et cetera. You go to your website for your 401k provider, and there's usually two options, right? Withdraw or borrow. You'd click on the borrow tab and you'd see how much you are able to borrow. Now, it's usually based on your vested amount in your account and how long you've been a contributor of it, how much you'll be able to pull out. So you might be able to pull out 5,000, 10, 15, 20. I was able to pull out 50, and I would do that every year. I would borrow as a loan to myself from my 401k without penalty, without any penalties. I'm not paying any taxes on that. Right? I'm just borrowing it. I'm able to then buy a piece of real estate, you know, like the properties I buy, we all know are in that $40,000, $50,000 range. So that's one rental property. Now that money that was sitting there in my 401k is now I've turned that into cash. I've turned that into cash flow, right? Because now it's producing $700, $800 a month in cash flow from a rental property. And then through my paycheck, I pay the loan back, and you get to pick the amount of time you want to pay it back, 12 months, 24 months, 16 months, however you want to do it, right? That'll come out of your paycheck. So people will say, well, now my paycheck is going to be lower because of that. Yes, it will, but you're, of course, going to be using the rent from your rental property and your tenant to cover the difference, right? So that's the beauty of this plan. Now, the other beauty the other beautiful part of borrowing from your 401k is that you can then take that additional money and put it back into the account, therefore exceeding the federal amount allowed in your account. So not only is it your money, so it's the bank of you, quite honestly, it's your money as acting as the bank. The interest that you're paying back into the account gets to go beyond the federal limit. I believe the federal limit for a contribution for your 401k every year is like $16,500 or something for an individual, I think. So what happens is you could actually go above that amount, $17,000, $18,000, because of the interest you're paying back on that loan. So you can actually exceed the federal limit. So there's two incredible benefits just from borrowing from the 401k. And the third benefit, of course, is that you get to buy real estate with it. And now you're adding to your net worth using your own money. So when I picked up this article, and Natalie and I had a healthy discussion about this over breakfast, she was just as outraged as I was about it. And she said, this is really discouraging because it's missing the broader point about really that somehow this company is a better steward of your money than you would be. And that they're putting these limitations on how you can get access to that. Now, listen to this. So employers of all types, from Home Depot to a mortgage lender, are taking steps to warn workers of the financial implications of borrowing from their retirement accounts and pulling the money out when they leave their job. Can you hear that? So what happens is, for instance, when you are on their website, Home Depot has a little pop-up that will come up if you were thinking about borrowing, and it's going to show you how much lower your retirement account will be at when you retire at 65 or 59 and a half because you're now going to take a loan out to yourself in order to buy real estate. A little pop-up is going to come up and saying, as a warning to you, hey, I hope you know what you're doing, because if you take this money out, you're going to basically be shooting yourself in the foot. And guess what? That's a big mistake. Here's the reason why, because this, you're going to make less money by the time you're 59 and a half. And they're also going to warn you about, if you're going to withdraw this money, that there is going to be a penalty and you're going to pay taxes on that. Really? So these companies are now being hired by places like Home Depot and others to warn you about taking money from your 401k. And I love that they're couching this article, that they're couching it as, we want them to stop looking at their 401ks like a cash register, said Chief Executive Casey Crawford from Movement Mortgage. They're aiming to help employees get a game plan in place. They say employees who grow accustomed to borrowing from their 401ks during the recession are tempted by the rising balances in these types of plans, which currently hold $7 trillion. That's up from $4.2 trillion. So what they say is people are getting these statements telling them they have $5,000 in this account, and they're asking themselves, hey, how can I get my hands on that money? Well, Home Depot in recent years launched several initiatives aimed at getting people out of the habit of going from one 401k loan to the next. Now, I get it. We don't want to be raiding these accounts in order to buy a car or, just going out to dinner or taking fancy vacations and those sorts of things. That's piss poor planning, of course. I get that. And so, but the bottom line is that now a company is going to step in at the end and explain to you why you can't borrow the money. And if you have a legitimate reason to borrow it, for instance, buying rental property, there is no financial education at all from these employers. In fact, they're not even letting you most of the time pick the funds that you're in. The employer itself, Home Depot and others, and your 401k plans are setting the funds with their Fidelity brokers. They're working with these companies and they're picking a few funds that you can then invest in your 401k. They don't tell you about it. They pick them ahead of time. They have these cushy relationships with these providers. And they make money off of it. These providers, Fidelity, Wells Fargo, they're making money off of your money. The hidden fees, Tony Robbins writes about this in his great book on money. And he talks about all of the hidden fees that you are being fleeced with, all of these hidden fees in your 401k plans and these retirement accounts. It's baked into those costs. So of course they don't want you removing money from these accounts because they make a ton of money off of them. I just find it horrible that they're trying to encourage you to, or they're threatening you basically with this information popping up on your screen, almost a threat to you. I mean, it's ridiculous. About a fifth of 401k participants with access to 401k loans take them. And while most of these 401k borrowers repay themselves with interest, about 10% of them default. Only 10% on about $5 billion a year. And they're worried about that. But those are the people that need more of an education, not threats about their wealth. I think it's horrible that these companies are bringing these firms in to try to keep us from having access to our money. You know how easy it is to put money into these places? But when you try to get it out, there's all of these hoops and hurdles. I asked actually to remove a portion of my 401k. I wanted to move it into a checkbook IRA or a checkbook 401k. Of course, we did a whole episode on the power of having checkbook control of your 401k so that these types of companies don't have control of your money. You have control of your money. You should go back and check out those episodes we did on the solo 401k, I believe with Dmitry Formanchenko is his name. Dmitry is great. He's highly recommended. Many of our listeners have used Dmitry to set up their solo 401ks, giving them checkbook control. So if you've got a 401k floating around out there that you're not employed by that employer anymore, and it's just sitting there, you definitely want to consider moving it into a checkbook controlled solo 401k so that you don't have companies like this telling you what you can and cannot buy. I'm just bothered by this and I had to share it. Sorry, I get a little angry, but you know, this panic, this idea, we should never touch our 401k. Really? I have some of the smartest people in business that I work with in the Fox News world at Fox Business and others that do this on a regular basis. These guys are multimillionaires and they regularly borrow from their 401ks because of the dual benefits for your taxes, in addition to which increasing your overall net worth and by building cash flowing assets. They don't teach you about that. Instead, it's fear and they're worried about getting having these costly employees who are older not retiring so they can get cheaper labor. And they're couching it as that they care about you. They really care about you. Well, I call BS on that. I call BS on that. If they really cared about me, how about you lower the amount of fees for my 401k plan? How about you give me more access to the funds that I can pick? How about you let me have more control over my money in order to retire wealthy instead of retire less wealthy and paying an enormous amount of taxes? Why don't we have that discussion? I would love to hear your thoughts on this, and I would thank you for all of your kind feedback. Please, if you would, head on over to iTunes and leave us a nice 5-star review in the iTunes store for this podcast. Thank you so much to all of you who have done so recently. Thank you for downloading and subscribing. And if you are ready to take action and you are ready to get that first rental property, you're tired of sitting back watching other people build wealth, give us a call. Go to our website, Morris Invest. And just click on the little schedule a consultation button. It's right there. And we'll jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes or so. You'll talk to our team. We'll get to learn about your financial goals. I want to hear about your financial freedom number. And if you haven't downloaded our free cheat sheet, please do that. You can get that at morrisinvest.com/freedom. It's a free cheat sheet. Just download it. And it'll walk you through how to figure out how many rental properties it'll take for you to achieve financial freedom based on your monthly expenses with you and your family. Anyway, we'd love to talk with you, and I love all of your kind feedback on the podcast. Thank you so much for subscribing. We'll be back here on Wednesday with another episode of the Investing in Real Estate podcast. Now, don't be fooled by news articles like this. Firms curb raids on 401ks. They're looking out for you? BS. We are looking out for you here on this podcast and telling you the truth about your financial education. We'll see you next time, everyone. In the meantime, go out there, take action, and become a real estate investor. See you, everyone.